For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The National Park Service wants to expand housing for seasonal employees who work for private companies operating in Yellowstone. Wednesday kicked off a 30-day public comment period. The proposed project would serve employees of the two concessionaires that manage Yellowstone's general stores, lodges, and campgrounds. Delaware North and Zanterra, not the Park Service, would fund the project if approved. About 3,200 people work for concessionaires in Yellowstone during the peak summer season. Linda Vares is a spokesperson for Yellowstone National Park.
In West Yellowstone, rental opportunities are very limited and expensive, and this project would provide temporary accommodations for employees prior to the opening of the interior housing locations. Then at Canyon Village, a new hotel facility was built there, and that housing would help to accommodate more employees.
The park proposes to redevelop an abandoned camper loop at Canyon Campground with six modular homes and up to 14 RV sites for Zanterra employees. Existing facilities would be renovated to provide shower and laundry services. Up to 25 RV sites and a bathhouse would be built next to the Yellowstone General Stores warehouse near the west entrance for Delaware North employees. Comments must be received by June 14th. More information is available at ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.